New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
General optimism about the new leadership. Joining us to talk more about this, the editor-in-chief at Investopedia, Caleb Silver. Good morning, Caleb.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate your insight, because this is, I think the stock market's gotten really weird in the last year or so. It used to be that certain things were almost certain to set the market up or down, including a new coming administration, especially a Democratic administration coming in. You'd say, well, that's probably not going to be good for stocks. And yet it was yesterday, wasn't it?
It was. And I'll tell you, since Election Day, the stock market, the S&P 500, is up 14%. That's the biggest rise between Election Day and Inauguration Day in history. For all you history buffs out there, the last biggest increase was Herbert Hoover's inauguration back in 1928-29. So investors have been very optimistic about this administration, especially as it looked like it would also control, Democrats would also control Congress.
And why is that? Why does Wall Street like that so much, do you think?
Wall Street and investors, let's put it more broadly, like 3 things. They like government spending, and we're going to see a lot more of it. They like low interest rates, and we have them, and they're going to be that way for a while. And they like relatively tame inflation, and we have that too. You put that mix together, that's a recipe for stocks to go higher, especially the low interest rates parts. There's not a lot of places for investors to get returns. And I'm talking about big investors, you know, that need institutional investors that need to produce returns. But the stock market, because interest rates are so low, and also investors are betting on an economic recovery, a robust one, in the next couple of quarters once the vaccine rollout gets a little bit more steam behind it, because that'll open up the economy, and there's a lot of pent-up demand, so they think.
The president has pitched a $1.9 trillion plan to boost the economy. That means we're all in line to get, I think, $1,400 stimulus checks. That's got to be good for the economy too, right?
Absolutely. And if you look at what happened last year, even though a lot of people slipped, especially on the lower spectrum of the income ladder, they slipped into poverty. A lot of folks did very poorly and were in bad shape and are still in bad shape. The other side of the economy, the other side of the K-shaped economy, looks great. And household net worth increased by $5.2 trillion in the first 9 months of 2020 as those stimulus payments, those $1,200 checks came in and the unemployment benefits were extended. And now we're going to see $1,400 checks roll in on top of the $600 that just went out, plus an extension of unemployment benefits of $400 a week until September, and a bunch of other measures that Biden put into place yesterday that are going to help consumers.
What should we as consumers be doing perhaps with this stimulus money? Obviously, a lot of people need it to pay the rent. They're behind on other payments, and they need that $1,400. But if you're sitting pretty and you're doing okay, is that a good investment opportunity?
I think it's always we say the best day to invest was yesterday. The second best day is today, no matter really what happened in the market. Of course, a couple of exceptions there, like last March 12th. But if you can invest it, great. If you don't already have at least 6 months of savings, add it to your savings, because you never know when that rainy day is coming. We obviously weren't expecting this last year, and we didn't expect it to last all year and into this year, but it happened. So make sure you have at least 6 months if you can. And if you don't need the money in the next 6 months, 2 years, 3 years, stock market's a good place to put that, but there's other investment opportunities where you could probably earn some returns, but the stock market has been the place to be for the last several years, and I don't see that really changing right now.
And what are some of the growth areas right now? What are some things that investors need to be looking at?
Well, since the Biden administration looked like it would take over the White House, we've seen this enormous move of money into green energy, obviously into the cannabis sector, because they looked to decriminalize that. I'm not suggesting people invest, but if you look at where the money's moving, it's there. Green energy, solar, hydropower has been very big. But also, we're seeing this broad-based rally across most sectors of the economy, and not just the big tech companies and not the big popular ones that you hear about all the time, small-cap stocks, but also foreign stocks. Markets outside the U.S. are actually outperforming the U.S. stock markets, believe it or not, which are at record highs, in the last 2 to 3 months, because growth is happening on a global scale right now, not just here in the U.S.
Looks like this growth is going to continue slow and steady through the year, and that's the way we like it, right?
Hopefully, and you know, for investors and savers, you know, it's if you were able to hold on to your job and hold on to equity and hold on to your investments last year and didn't lose too much of your income or too much of your livelihood, you should be in a better place this year around now. A lot of folks have to dig out, and they should be paying down that high interest debt first if they can, and then starting to build their savings. But it's a good time to reset, whether you wound up on the top of this economic upheaval or if you're still trying to climb your way out of it.
All right. A lot of opportunity in 2021, no doubt. Caleb, always appreciate your insight. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.